China says U.S. is hostile to Islamic civilization while committing genocide against Muslims. By Francis Martel on August 9, 2022. A Communist Party propaganda organ called the China Society for Human Rights Studies published a report on Tuesday accusing America of barbarity, cruelty and perniciousness and a particular hostility to Islamic civilization. Communist China is currently engaging in genocide against multiple Muslim-majority ethnic groups in East Turkestan, an occupied western region China refers to as Xinjiang. Uyghurs, Kazakhs, Kyrgyz, and other native groups in the region are facing state-sponsored erasure through imprisonment in concentration camps, enslavement, forced sterilization, and forced cultural assimilation, including practices such as forcing Muslims to eat pork and worship dictator Xi Jinping. The China Society for Human Rights report did not mention the Uyghur genocide, which the Chinese government claims is an anti-terrorist operation. It instead condemned America's defensive actions against Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, and other jihadist terrorists as unjustifiable human rights violations. Chinese government-backed propaganda arms regularly publish white papers condemning America on human rights grounds in an attempt to silence global concern over the many atrocities the Communist Party commits on a daily basis, which include the Uyghur genocide, the use of political prisoners for live organ harvesting, and the imprisonment and disappearance of political dissidents and those following faiths the party deems inconvenient. Chinese agencies similarly publish human rights white papers proclaiming Beijing's government an oasis of human rights away from the nefarious influence of Western individualism. Showing no respect for the diversity of civilizations, the China Society for Human Rights report read, "The United States has been hostile to Islamic civilization, destroyed the historical and cultural heritage of the Middle East, imprisoned and tortured Muslims recklessly, and seriously violated the basic human rights of people in the Middle East and other places." The Society titled the report, "U.S. Commits Serious Crimes of Violating Human Rights in the Middle East and Beyond." Using the 9/11 incident as an excuse, the United States has hyped up the Islamic threat theory in the world, deliberately misled or even incited people to be hostile to Islam and discriminate against Muslims, the government entity charged, and provoked a clash of civilizations, mobilizing public opinion and inventing a pretext to justify its global war on terror. The report condemned America for allegedly damaging the national dignity and international image of Islamic countries and violating the personal freedom and freedom of religious belief of Muslims. The report concluded elsewhere that America had generally committed war crimes, crimes against humanity, arbitrary detention, abuse of torture, torture of prisoners, and indiscriminate unilateral sanctions in the Middle East and surrounding areas. It listed support for pro-democratic movements around the world as a human rights violation. With continuous financial support from the White House and the U.S. Congress and by obeying orders from the U.S. government, the organization incited color revolutions in Egypt, Yemen, Jordan, Algeria, Syria, Libya, and other countries, the Chinese report claimed, by providing funding to pro-U.S. individuals and groups, and was the key mastermind of the Arab Spring. The report also condemned Washington for failing to fund the Taliban Sunni terrorist organization, which has close ties to Al-Qaeda and other similar jihadist outfits. U.S. President Joe Biden signed an executive order demanding that the $7 billion frozen assets of the Afghan Central Bank in the United States be divided equally. The report recalled, with half of the money going to a fund for 9/11 victims and the other half to an account of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York to help the Afghan people, while making clear that the assets would not be returned to the Taliban authorities. The U.S. government's blatant plundering of the Afghan people's properties, a hegemonic act, has been widely condemned by the international community, the China Society for Human Rights denounced. Despite waging genocide against Muslims within its borders, the Chinese Communist Party has built up a growing alliance with the Taliban, as China borders Afghanistan and both share an enemy in the United States. Following their return to power in August 2021, Taliban leaders rapidly began courting Chinese funding and expressing interest in projects like the Belt and Road Initiative, BRI, a global debt trap program in which China colonizes poor countries with predatory loans. Beijing, in turn, has supported the Taliban, recognizing it as the interim government of Afghanistan and pressuring the United States to fund the terrorists' success. The Chinese government has faced global disgust and outrage since at least 2017 over its ongoing genocide in East Turkestan. At their peak, the East Turkestan concentration camps held as many as 3 million people. According to the U.S. government, most of them Muslim Uyghurs and other non-Han people. In the camps, survivors say they were subject to forced sterilization, gang rape, slavery, and extreme torture. Some documented evidence suggests that the Chinese government was harvesting organs from prisons to sell on the black market. In 2021, the Uyghur Tribunal, an independent group of human rights attorneys and investigators, concluded through an independent legal process that China was beyond a reasonable doubt guilty of genocide, highlighting especially the use of sterilization to prevent non-Han people from having children. China claims that its genocide is an anti-terrorist project and has branded its concentration camps vocational training centers. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.